What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm looking at this article here. Apparently, there is a new computer game out which challenges players to survive the coming climate apocalypse. So even in the computer games, the propaganda continues here. And it's definitely an improvement over games where you just kill each other or somebody else. But I think there are some computer games out there like Forge of Empires, where you're learning to basically build a city. I think that's really very, very, very cool here. Okay. And a second Democratic staffer, an aide to Senator Maggie Hassan, has been sentenced in a scheme to break into Hassan's office to obtain and publicly post the personal information of several Republican politicians amid the contentious confirmation hearings for Justice Brett Kavanaugh. They wanted to dox him, is what they wanted to do. And the 24-year-old former aide, Samantha DeForest Davis, has been sentenced to 2 years of supervised probation with 200 hours of community service. They suspended sentence of 180 days in prison. So she got away with it. She got away with it here. Okay, there is a new report coming on out from Iowa that Biden could actually lose there. And, of course, that would be the death blow for his campaign. And as we reported earlier in the week, there's already talk that he's getting ready to drop out of the campaign anyway because his fundraising has pretty much failed and he doesn't have the money to mount an effective campaign. And, unfortunately, the reality is in this day and age that you got to have a lot of money to run a successful campaign for either Congress or the White House. He's just not getting the bucks. So we'll see what happens there. Okay. Down in Chile, over a million people have taken to the streets to protest their president, Sebastian Piñera. And Piñera has stated last Saturday he would reshuffle his cabinet after over 1 million Chileans poured into city streets across the country Friday to demand structural reforms to the country's government and economic system. Right now, the House is holding their hearings on the impeachment resolution, which they're now saying, well, we're just setting up the rules for how we're going to proceed. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, one of the most onerous rules is that Nunes will not be allowed to introduce witnesses or evidence without the permission of Adam Schiff. Now, how is this in any way, shape, or form a transparent, fair process? And the answer is it isn't. Schiff wants to just control the entire presentation. He wants to control the discussion. They were literally ordering the witness, this Lieutenant Colonel, to not answer GOP questions in what is formally a deposition hearing. Okay, now, apparently, the United Nations has issued a statement signaling a shift in thinking on the issue of illicit substance use. After recommending to the failed idea of prohibition just last year, the United Nations is now calling for the worldwide decriminalization of drug use and possession. The American corporate media is not reporting on this at all. And we know why. There's too much of the system that is tangled up. Profits to be made from illicit drugs. We know CIA was smuggling heroin from Vietnam during that war. We know they were smuggling cocaine up from Central America during the Iran-Contra crisis. And that built the fortunes of organized crime. Ugh. Oh, okay. Somebody's now trying to defend the government of California, saying it's actually private enterprise. Can't get things right. Anyway, like I said, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and apparently, contrary to the screaming of the global warming people, there has been an explosion in the growth of sea ice. And experts are saying this could be the start of a new ice age. Well, we know that solar activity is down. We know that solar activity being low led to the Maunder minimum, which coincided with the mini ice age that hit Europe and North America. It's happening all over again. It's a repeating cycle. And the global warming people don't want to step back and say, all right, we blew it. We made a mistake. We're sorry. Here's all your donations back. I keep seeing this story all over the place, and I'm not buying this one. The story is basically that more than half of Americans want the government to censor speech. I don't think so. I think it's a big lie to try to get us to go along with censorship. I say, well, neighbors want the government to censor speech, so, you know, what's wrong with you people? Story out here, Democrats really think that they finally got Trump this time. I am looking forward to the embarrassment this impeachment thing falls apart, because it is falling apart. There was no quid pro quo. I mean, they're down to using a witness whose only ball in the game is that he disliked Trump's Ukraine policy, that he disagreed with it. That's not an impeachable offense, by the way. Let's see. Liberals are blaming Trump for the California wildfires and the killing of religious scholar Baghdadi. There's no making these people happy. Another poll out there saying more than half of Americans. Alrighty. And more about the protests in Chile. We're still on Omar's case for refusing to vote to officially recognize the Armenian genocide. I mean, that issue, the Armenian genocide, has been before the Congress for years, and they never do anything with it. They're only doing so now because the gosh darn that Turkey, they're moving toward the Russian sphere of influence. I got that one. Elizabeth Warren is out there saying, I fight climate change by mostly flying commercial. Tiny bit helps here. Now, the GOP plans to call Adam Schiff himself as a witness in the sham impeachment inquiry. And apparently Kamala Harris, her campaign is in trouble. Fundraising isn't there. She's planning to slash her staff and restructure the campaign. Try and regain some momentum there. pardon me. Chuck Schumer is now out there worried that Trump will force a shutdown to impede the impeachment. They've got nothing to impeach this guy on. Now, I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump. Okay? I'm not happy with his job performance as president. But the rules are the rules are the rules are the rules, and we have to hold the government to the rules. And these guys are just out there just making it up as they go along. All right. Supposedly, the international summit where Trump and Xi Jinping were planning to sign a trade deal has been suddenly canceled. Okay. The new Russian submarine has test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time. and another article about the exploding ice levels in Antarctica. They're also running that story about this famous forensic expert says that Jeffrey Epstein was the victim of a homicidal strangling. He did not hang himself. And I think this is being put out there to get people focused on exactly how he died and not asking the question of whether he's really dead or not, which I tend to think. Okay. Wells Fargo is warning their clients, you know, that there's going to be a market downturn. And U.S. Treasury is considering a 50-year bond for the first time as it warns of year-end repo fireworks. 50-year bond here. Alrighty, California on top of all the other things they're dealing with. The new census data is saying that California has the nation's worst poverty rate. There's plenty of money in California. It's just going into the pockets of a very, very few. Okay. Apparently, the Syrian army and Turkey are mixing it up along the border again. Apparently, there's been a mortar attack on near U.S. Embassy in the Green Zone in Baghdad. Denmark has now signed on to Russia's Nord Stream 2 project. And more accusations that the U.S. is actually inciting this unrest. Russia has sent 10 submarines to the North Atlantic, according to Norway. And Press TV is reporting that U.S. oil companies will take over the Syrian oil. On that. Okay. Let's get some phone calls in here. 800-313-9443. Getting toward the end of the show. I'm getting tired and I'm a little bit burned out. So let's take a look here. Apparently, scientists have detected water, which they're calling alien water, which is kind of interesting when you consider that water is simply two molecules of hydrogen and one of oxygen. But they found it on that interstellar comet Borisov, which is the second one of these comets to come on through our solar system here. Mike, I need you to put on some music for a little bit, and I'll be right back.
Stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million, felt like number one. The height of summer, I'd never felt that strong. Like a rock, I was 18, didn't have a care. Working for peanuts, not a dime to spare. But I was leaning solid.
I'm back. Sorry about that. I had a personal emergency that wasn't going to wait until the next break here. Now, Claire just brought up a subject we really haven't talked about yet, and it relates to the U.S. just going into Syria and grabbing the oil, and they're already sending the big oil companies like Exxon and so forth to harvest that oil. And it's piracy. They have no business with that oil. It's Syria's oil. And the U.S. has actually said, yeah, we don't want the Syrian government to have access to their oil. How dare they build their country over our oil? Well, Russia already had a contract with the Syrian government to harvest and process that oil. And so Claire asked a very, very good question. What kind of response are we going to get from Russia? And if there is a response, what form is it likely to take? I think the next thing that has to happen is that the United Nations needs to step in and say, look, you can't do this. Syria did not attack you. There was never officially a war with Syria that they lost. You have no legal or moral right to just walk on in and say, we're going to take control of the oil. So how is Assad going to respond? How is Russia going to respond to this very obvious and blatant act of international piracy? All right, we got a caller on the line here, John in California. Aloha, John. Thank you for calling on in. What's on your mind?
Michael, how you doing? I'm glad you and Claire made it to Indiana safe, and I hope you have everything goes fine over there. And her surgery. She had cataracts, right?
Yeah, she's had one eye done. It was a tremendous improvement. She's happy as all get out about that. And, of course, you know, we're still getting our household more or less in order, which means primarily getting the electronics up and running. Claire's office is almost there. I need to get some special wire from the hardware store. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, I finally got my main computer assembled up and running this morning. And you can imagine my sense of relief and celebration at that.
Well, good. That's great. I had cataract surgery. Yeah, it's sometimes they wait on the second eye, sometimes a while, maybe in a couple of months. Anyway, it went fine for me. It's great. My question is, about a month or two ago, I get these texts, usually, I think it's from the Republican Party, and one of them said there was a representative in Congress, Abraham, didn't say if it was a man or woman or what state, that they were getting signatures together to expel Nancy Pelosi from Congress. Is there any truth to that?
I have not heard that story at all here. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials. So, John, stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with John in California, and we're talking about that grand old asylum for the aged and infirm, the United States Congress. And I checked with Claire during the break. She has heard nothing about an effort to eject Nancy Pelosi. And the big question
there,
for me
there's another
would be
thing. I got same thing last week, a text. And they're all looking for money. They want to buy votes, you know, you put so much money. Anyway, the other thing showed a picture of Republican congressmen supposedly storming a secret meeting that Adam Schiff put together about the impeachment or whatever. Anything true about that?
Yeah, that definitely did happen. I mean, somehow or other, Adam Schiff has got the Washington, D.C. police now guarding that door. And Republicans are not allowed in. Other than Nunes and his crew, this is not a transparent operation. And I think the secrecy sending a signal, they haven't really found anything. And, you know, they're already out there saying that this vote tomorrow is just about the rules. It's not an actual impeachment resolution. You know, so I think this thing is going to stall.
Well, yeah, Mike, same old thing. Over and over, they're going to do this. They're going to take the vote, it's like I said, it's a stall. Who knows what that's going to do. Let me change the subject on Representative Elijah Cummings. They eulogized him and all that stuff he did. And unfortunately, I'm not a bigot or anything. All these black politicians in these big urban areas, you know, they've just, unfortunately, they have failed to really do anything for their own people. We got people out here, Barbara Lee, who took Ron Delma's place here in California, Sheila Jackson Lee in Texas, all of those. And it's just, you know, same old, same old. They're complaining they don't get this or they don't want that or they're discriminatory about this. It's just same old thing.
Yep. Well, I don't think it's confined.
And I'll get off.
Well, I want to respond to what you said, because I don't think it's just the black politicians. I think all politicians are that way. They're out there saying whatever they think will get them your votes. And yeah, once they're in office, it's all about themselves.
I agree with that, but at least out here, that most of what you read in the mainstream media is from people like that, more boisterous. Now, we've got a lot, all Democrats out here now. My representative is Eric Swalwell. He's a young politician they brought in to, carry the water. And he lives in my town. I see him sometimes at farmers markets, even jogging down the street. And I just get into conversation about other stuff I like talk about, like veterans, helping them on some other infrastructure. I don't get into the, some of the big stuff, make a big argument out of, but same old. You read his town halls. The last big one was the impeachment. Oh, Trump's guilty. He should be impeached and all this stuff. And you got all this, and you just no. Same old. Just
guilty of paid, what?
Bought and paid for.
Guilty
bought
of
and
what?
Paid for, Mike. Bought and paid for.
Well, I'm here. You're on the air. That's a feature of American politics here. But getting on back to the impeachment, they don't have anything. He has not committed a crime that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor for which he can be impeached.
No, you're right. And this is, if it wasn't for the mainstream media ganging up, it would not be what it was. I mean, like I said, if you're going to do that, how come Clinton, Obama, how come they're not behind bars? How come Bush Jr. isn't? All same old, and more, even worse.
Yeah.
Same old. Listen, one final thing, and I'll get off. The fires out here in California. Yeah. John Stadmiller had a good guest on last night, Deborah from living up in the Santa Rosa area. And what she talked about, and I didn't think about this, but, you talk about, we could say global warming. She mentioned, first thing, there's a big geothermal plant up there. And she said it's a possibility that there was one of these energy weapons targeted at it that ignited a fire in the area and just, what it's doing now, burning out of control, and all these winds could be made up. But the big thing she talked about was these chemtrails in the air and all this dirty electricity in the air that just changes the temperature down to, where we're at in the atmosphere. That's something to think about, Mike.
Well, I've already made my position on directed energy weapons and chemtrails clear on previous programs. I think it's just a classic case of they weren't prepared to deal with this fire. They didn't move decisively to put them out when they first started. And it's chronic mismanagement. And now we're at the stage where they're pointing the fingers and saying, no, it's their fault. It's not my fault. Let me keep my job. It's their fault. That's where we are with this right now. Okay.
Oh, sure.
Well, John.
Anyway, thanks a lot, Mike.
I'll let you go. All right. Got another caller waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Go back to the phones here to Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I'll talk kind of loud because I think there's a lot of noise in my background here, but I'll keep it brief, too. But
so far, nobody.
It may be, you know, just another, like, you know, 2000, you know, all the hype over that. But, I mean, I'm hearing a lot of stuff. My gut instincts tell me that this is not going to be a good thing for humanity. And
certainly not for the other countries that are already implementing 5G. The consumers want more speed. They want to be able to stream more media. But again, in this country, we have a long history where something new that comes along that threatens an existing corporate interest is demonized. No, you don't want that 5G. That's bad for you. Hey, why is 5G any more harmful than 4G?
Yeah, well, I think 4G has been pretty harmful as well in other ways. But anyway, okay, I just wanted to get your take on it. We'll see. Time will tell.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Basically, rather than say this radiation is bad or that radiation is bad, I think the real issue here is the cumulative amount of radio energy that we are exposed to in modern society, where it's all the Wi-Fi, the cell phones, AM broadcasting, FM broadcasting, police radios, over-the-air TV, all of it together. That's a lot of energy being absorbed by the body. And, of course, it's an issue nobody wants to look at because it threatens all these business interests. But I think that's what's going on here. I haven't seen any convincing arguments that 5G is dangerous, just a lot of people out there saying
Lanz is shared with his mother. And on the Connecticut State website, after the alleged incident, they ended up posting a lot of the crime scene photos. So
yes,
you had the chance to just go right through and start looking at all of them. And two things I noticed that were interesting. I thought they were worth talking about, and I was always meaning to make a video about this. But my channel got axed by Leonard Posner, so I just gave up. I had about three or four channels, lots of videos, and it just got frustrating after a while.
Yes.
One of the things that I noticed in Adam Lanz's room, which looked like a staged room for sure. It looked like they tried to make it look like some kid with Alzheimer's, not Alzheimer's. What's that disease he's got? Asperger's.
Asperger's.
Yeah. There's black garbage bags taped to the wall, to the windows, so you couldn't see in, which to me made it just seem like they were trying to make nosy neighbors wonder why there's a bunch of people in there staging the thing. But behind a couch in his room, there's a couple of firing range targets. And
yes.
I thought that was interesting. And if you zoomed in and turned it upside down, you could see there was a sign on one of or on both of them that said FBI use only. So I thought I'd throw that out there. I thought that was interesting. And none of these things will ever prove. Yeah, none of these things ever prove. Oh, Sandy Hook was fake and everything. But when you add them all together, it's just it just makes you wonder. And another interesting thing that I saw was a picture of the liquor cabinet in the kitchen. And it just happened that all about 20 bottles of liquor had the labels facing the opposite way that you normally would if you had your own bar or fashion.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, did Nancy Lanza do that? Probably not. I mean, you'd want to see if you have Kahlua, you want to just see the label. So they're all turned the opposite way. Now, I don't know if there's any crime scene investigators in your audience, but that just seems like really weird because they might have wanted to know if Adam had, maybe snuck some of the liquor for himself. After all, he just killed 26 people. You think they would dust those bottles for fingerprints. But there wasn't any fingerprint dust on there. After they take fingerprints, they leave a lot of black dust around. And I just thought it was one of those really, really weird things that didn't make any sense. I'm thinking maybe they wanted to protect the companies, the liquor companies. But then I thought, well, why would they care, And I just thought, it's just...
Yeah, I agree. There's just something definitely very weird about that.
Yeah, it just never ends. And after a while, I kind of lost interest. I started following the Boston bombing and then got into a relationship with a woman. I'm still with her, but she was like, oh, you're into that stuff too much. And I would stay up till 3 a.m. making videos, and I'm surprised.
That's a little intense.
Yeah. And it kind of reminds me of you and Claire. Like, she loves you, even though most people think you're, just a crazy conspiracy researcher, but you're not. You're like a truth teller, and you're getting the word out to people, and you're waking up more and more people every day. And
yes.
I don't know. I just feel like there's something, you got to do something because and even though when you say to someone, oh, Sandy Hook, oh, yeah, I don't believe any of that thing happened, most people, they just think you're completely off your rocker because... how could you say such a thing? Oh, those poor parents and so forth. And that's kind of the reason I think they chose that particular operation with children as alleged victims.
Yes.
Is to make people think, oh, how dare you? And look, this lawsuit with Fetzer, in the courtroom, apparently the prosecutor brought out, the lawyer for Lenny Posner, brought out a picture of his son, big blown up picture for the jury to see. Now, that's the whole thing about Sandy Hook. It was just emotional evidence. There was no real heart.
Yes.
There was no pictures of bodies. There was none of that. It was just emotional evidence, and it tugged at people's heartstrings. And I give that guy credit for going. I mean, his other co-authors of that book, they settled out of court. And he stuck it to them, and from what I hear, he was, I think last Thursday, he was on John Stadmiller's program, and that's worth going back and listening to in the archives, because a lot of the little details, the judge just dismissed a lot of the stuff that he tried to put in as evidence, and he really got railroaded. So I don't know.
Yes, he did. It was a kangaroo court.
Yeah, they need to go to jimfetzer.com and maybe I don't know. He needs help for his appeal, for sure. Because I know that's not going to be cheap. But
well, they're going to try and make an example out of him. And, you know, as a warning to the rest of us out here, don't question the government's lies or bad things will happen to you.
That's really scary, slippery slope, because that's exactly what they're doing, you know.
Yep.
And he's that guy. That guy's got a lot of super intelligent, you know, and I don't agree with all the research that he does. He goes into a lot of other aspects, but, you know, he's like a mad dog biting at your ankles. And he went, you know, four guns blazing with this one. And he unfortunately lost, but I hope on appeal, I hope that somebody in the judicial system says, you know, yeah, this is not right. So.
Well, that would be nice, but unfortunately our judicial system is just as corrupt as the rest of the government. And it's something important you need to know about the trial of Jim Fetzer. There was no jury during the trial itself. The judge simply said, that's not valid evidence. We're going to stick with this. You're not allowed to enter anything else into the case. And then basically came down and said, I've determined that four of the statements that you made in your book against Mr. Posner are in fact libelous or defamatory. And only then did they call in the jury to make the determination of what the award would be. And, you know, again, emotional manipulation with the photos. They said $450,000.
Wow, that's just crazy. You know, it does remind me of the Holocaust denier trial here in Canada, and I forget the gentleman's name.
Yeah.
But his lawyer wasn't even allowed to present evidence. Or that was the one. There was another one, David Irving. You know, his lawyer.
Yeah.
There's no defense against that. You can't say, oh, well, the reason David Irving believes that there was, you know, this is all, you know, manipulated in a hoax is because of A, B, and C. And they're like, no, you can't say that because that's defamatory towards Jews. It's the same thing. It's just, it's really scary. It's really, really scary. It's 1984 all over again. Crazy.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Anyways,
well, Daniel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Dr. Kelly, a fellow RBN host. And doctor, thank you for calling into the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you for your work and your determination and keep it, you know, hang on to the reins and drive that wild horsey. I think that if there were to be a Halloween costume contest, that no doubt the medical examiner from Sandy Hook would win creepiest man on the planet, you know, mm-hmm. for the next century, and public records request into the medical examiner's reports would probably shine a spotlight on, you know, most of this fraud and misrepresentation and whatever with the Sandy Hook thing. And I do also believe that it is a total hoax upon the people using public money and, you know, covering up and using these hearsay declarations from bar attorneys. It is just all wrong. And also in September of 2017, Senate Bill 649 here in California, which was the 5G Hueso rollout, was in fact vetoed by then-Governor Jerry Brown. And my good conservative senator faxed me about 18 pages of the enrolled copy of the bill and the veto letter, yet it's still being deployed. And I'm just going to point people back to Carl with a K, Lentz, L-E-N-T-Z, and his work.
Mm-hmm.
He's kicked butt in Canada and in the United Kingdom and here in the United States. And we just need to throw out all of the bar attorney fluff and go back to man makes claims, he requires, he orders, and he wishes. And we just need, you know, a handful of good men and a few women to actually, you know, take the reins and ride the horsey. And thank you so much for your work.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words there. And unfortunately, we have a political system which seems to encourage and reward people with bad intentions and put them in these official positions, whether it's the judge in the Sandy Hook trial against Fetzer, or Chuck Schumer, good example, or Nancy Pelosi. And I keep scratching my head and wondering, is this really the best that we can do? Is this really the only way we can run this country now?
And one of the other discoveries around Thanksgiving of 2017, I had given out the toll-free Capitol switchboard to call your U.S. Congressmen, women, and children, and senators, and it had been forwarded to Paul Ryan's office answering machine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's even weirder than Sandy Hook, and that number I've
That is very, very weird.
And so, yeah, keep up the good work, and can I give that toll-free number once again?
Real quick, because we're at a commercial break.
Okay, 877-762-8762. That's your toll-free Capitol switchboard, open 24 hours a day. Operators are standing by, and thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today here. And I've been informed by our control room that following my show, they're going to run the replay of James Fetzer with John Stadmiller. And if you're interested in hearing the details, I would definitely recommend that you stay tuned to our little channel here. Getting on back to the issue of police out of control and the courts unsympathetic, there's a story coming out of Colorado. And apparently there was this 19-hour standoff between police and an armed shoplifter. Now, this guy stole two belts and a shirt from a Greenwood Village Walmart, fled the police, chose this house by random, and just went on in there, and the police brought in the heavy artillery. They rammed the house repeatedly with an armored vehicle and ultimately used explosives to, they had this armored Bearcat vehicle, and they used 72 chemical bombs and gas grenades to get to the suspect over two belts and a shirt. Now, Colorado police offered the couple, whose house it was, $5,000. This is your compensation. But they'd utterly destroyed the house. It had to be condemned and rebuilt at a cost of $400,000. So they sued. And because the home was destroyed in the course of a police raid, the Lex were not entitled to compensation under the Takings Clause, the constitutional requirement that the government pay property owners for land it confiscates, usually under eminent domain. After all, the property was deemed destroyed in the course of law enforcement. So basically, that's it. They've been made homeless. The police blew up their home, hunting for a guy who stole two belts and a shirt from a Walmart. And it just escalated from there. Okay, another article on why it's wrong to chemically castrate children. And I agree, it's child abuse. It's absolutely child abuse. Okay. Talked about Twitter banning political advertising. And the Federal Reserve is cutting their rates. Oh, let's see what Claire has sent me. Claire has Roth. And apparently, this article is saying it is one quarter of Earth's pigs have fallen victim to this disease, swine fever here. And again, let's talk a little survivalism here. Hard times are coming economically, food supply. Time to start getting ready for that is now. Storable food, freeze-dried, like that other caller into the show, MREs. Okay, there's the music. So the program is over, and as I said before, stay tuned for John Stadmiller's show. They're replaying the show where Fetzer is on, talking about what went down. And please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please support RBN and whatreallyhappened.com. Thank you very much for the support you've already given us. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, Halloween. So aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.